3 years ago, Kate Lavery and her parents sat down to talk college. Money was tight. Her dad had been laid off, cutting her parents' income in half. But they knew Kate wanted to go to school out of state, and they didn't want her to worry about the money. So they told her,
go where you want to go. And if we absolutely cannot make it work, we will tell you.
So she left her home in Boston and enrolled at Loyola University in Chicago, a private school, but scholarships helped reduce the costs. When tuition increased before her junior year, Lavery transferred to IU. Tuition was slightly cheaper at IU. The academic programs were stronger. But IU didn't offer her scholarships. Then, a few weeks before starting classes in Bloomington, Lavery's parents got back their application for a federal college loan.
When they applied for the PLUS loan, they'd never been denied before, and they got denied.
Her parents were behind on their credit card payments. They caught up and got the loan, but that was a reality check. Now, neither Kate nor her parents are comfortable saying whether she'll be able to finish her degree in sociology next year. Kate says she doesn't regret her college choice, even though she knows a school in Massachusetts would have been cheaper. But she does wish she would have understood the finances better before she started school.
We were kind of always told, go to college, get your degree so that you can get a good job, so that you can pay off those loans. So we always knew that the loans were going to be there, but we never really sat down and said, this is the figure.
Kate knows the figure now, more than $100,000 in college debt, $18,000 in her name, $82,000 in her parents' name, and she still has 1 year to go. Lavery's case may be exceptional, but indebted students' doubts about finishing their degrees are enough to make some people in higher education nervous. Think about the goals set by the Lumina Foundation, for instance. The Indianapolis-based education research organization has been at the forefront of a nationwide push to get colleges to increase their graduation rates and over the next decade to somehow get 23 million more people through college. Lumina hasn't had a hard time selling this agenda to state and national lawmakers. But then there's Kate Lavery and statistics from the Federal Reserve that student loan debt has multiplied fivefold in the past decade. University of Utah education policy professor Nick Hillman says there are growing anxieties that the country's burgeoning student loan burden could become a roadblock to meeting Lumina's lofty goals.
The debt definitely plays into this completion agenda. It can definitely be a barrier for a lot of students to even consider going to college. Why would they want to take out a debt if they have a 1 in 10 chance of defaulting on it?
Organizations like Lumina share Hillman's concerns. Lumina Vice President Dwayne Matthews says the problem isn't just that the promise of high debt could scare potential students off. Matthews says student debt puts pressure on the borrowers themselves.
If you are borrowing to help pay for your education, you really have an almost even greater need to complete, because otherwise you're then saddled with debt and you don't get the benefit of the education to help you in paying back that debt.
Indiana University Treasurer Mary Frances McCourt says administrators want to help students better understand the burden of student loans. One idea, link students' academic progress to financial aid counseling. If a student, say, isn't doing well enough to graduate on time,
that means you step up your counseling with that person. What decisions are you making that are shaping your academic progress, and what decisions are you making that are causing you to take on this much debt at the same time?
That said, McCourt's not in crisis mode yet. Administrators point out more than 70% of in-state undergrads at IU received some sort of aid last year, and the state says Indiana offers more need-based financial aid than almost any other state. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.